pump this gas. sunglasses. I can't see shit. Ah. Okay, that's a little better. Wall, I better get away from it. Ah! Weave into the other lane. Learn how fucking wide your fucking truck is, dipshit. Right fucking alongside you. Fuck. All right, this is just full-on breakfast, so we're just going to get into it right fucking now, man. I haven't even left the city fucking limits. This is me counting on there being less traffic because it's Friday, so that I don't pee my pants. That Apple Rockstar is weird. It's okay. I don't know. I don't love it, but I guess I don't drink a lot of energy drinks that have actual calories in them anymore either. So it's kind of a moot point. It's like, it's not as good as just a straight up apple soda. Like a Manzana, was it Manzana Mia? I forget what it's called. It's all right. The Apple Rockstar. It's all right.
But,
yeah, I don't know, man. Also, I don't feel like it's very hardcore. Unless you're supposed to mix it with a hard cider. If that's like what they're going for, like, hey, buy this and buy some fucking boozy apples and mix them together. Let's fucking go.
not shall lose. That's God in his own. Thank you.
this early is, you know, carpool hours. There's a little bit more traffic than it normally is. And I can't go in the carpool lane. As one of these days, I'm going to take this iPad and strap it to a mannequin. And try and make y'all count for something.
Listen to a player.
got the cats together a couple more times. Last night and this morning. And, some hissing, some growling. The kitten occasionally making a little, like, noise like a... like a Mowgli. What are the fucking... what are the gremlins before they become gremlins? Mogwai, right? Kitten just making noises that sound like that. While the other cat hisses. It's like, ah, God damn it. Ugh. But, you know, they're getting in the same space, getting around. And while the cat is growling, I can still, you know, I can still pet her. And you know, she's not, like, violent to any interaction. And then this morning, the kitten back out for a little while longer. And they got really close. Like, because the kitten was kind of chasing after... like, the cat would hold its ground and growl and then kind of turn her back to the kitten. And the kitten would kind of try to get up close, kind of maybe up from behind, which is maybe not the wisest move, but hey, no one said kittens were smart. Actually, that kitten seems like he's going places. He's got some stuff going on. Seems smart. Seems like smart. But I guess, you know, on the upside, after I put the kitten back, right before I left this morning, I went back, started petting the cat, and she started purring up a storm and everything, and she just hasn't been purring much lately, so it was good that I was able to, like, get her purring again, I guess. So last night, she would not purr at all, so... the kitten, he is fucking nuts and, like, is a climber. I mean, I guess all kittens kind of are, but I can't leave him in that room much longer without doing some serious rethinking about every shelf in there. Because it is not... it is not a kitten-safe room. He's figured out how to jump up on the desk... even when I'm not there. Like, I've been pushing my chair in, and that seemed to be keeping him off the desk where the computer is and or where the keyboard is and all that stuff. But this morning he showed me that no, he's figured that out too. So, so I've got some stuff up that, you know, is like it's relatively low and it is big but not heavy, and it'll crash down around him. Maybe that'll show him, like, hey, fucking, be fucking careful. Empty plastic bin and some other stuff like that, but, also, the kitten discovered, video games last night in a more, real way. I had him on my lap, and I was playing Let It Die, and... he decided that he needed to be, he needed to get my character. He needed to attack the lady that I was playing as, and jumped up on the desk and just started, like, pawing at the screen, like, in a way that I was like, hey, this I paid too much money for this monitor for you to be using nails on it. It's not leaving marks. You're not attacking it hard. But hey, come on. Fuck. It's a goddamn G-Sync monitor. Show some goddamn respect, shit. Tried to attack the shopkeeper's hand. And jumped on the keyboard and used one of the mushrooms out of my inventory. Would that put me to sleep? And then I got attacked. But man, fuck. So, you know, just on the desktop, not playing a game. The cat jumped up. He put a paw on the mouse. And I was going for my camera, my phone, and but by the time I got it up and ready, he had applied some pressure to the mouse, which then made the mouse cursor move, and then he saw that move and then jumped up after the mouse cursor, which was pretty cool to watch. Was sad this morning. I, you know, like normally in the past few days leaving for work, I've been able to like grab a toy, throw it to the far side of the room, and then leave while he's occupied. But this morning he was like, "Yeah, this toy's cool, but let's hang out. Hey, what are you doing over here? Let's hang." I was like, "I gotta go. Gotta go." So. But yeah, that kid, it's, you know, he is a literal ankle biter. He will, like, not deep, not hard, but will, like, climb onto my foot, wrap his arms around my ankle, and then start just getting teeth on my ankle bone. And I'm like, don't do that. No teeth on people is the lesson we need to teach eventually here. Obviously, kittens are going to be kittens. They're going to do kitten things. They're going to fuck around and all that sort of stuff. But long term, the goal, no teeth on people. Secondary goal, no claws on people, if we can help it. So we got a water bottle and we can spray them. He gets too worked up. But also, it seems like if I don't, like, engage when he's nibbling on my ankle or anything like that, if I just kind of freeze up, he will maybe get the hint and back off. So hopefully over time, that gets curbed. Laser pointers. Yeah, laser pointers. Yeah, we might get a laser pointer. I don't know, he's definitely got a favorite toy, which is one that they gave us from the shelter when we got him, because it had been his already. And We bought him a bunch of toys too, and he's into them, but not the way he's into this one, which makes me assume that it must have some fucking catnip on it. And he has just about ripped that thing apart. I've got a cardboard box that a pair of shoes got shipped to me in, open at the other end of the room, so we can kind of take a toy and fling it down into that box, and he will run and dive into the box head first. And he's bringing the toys back for another throw and stuff. Like, it's pretty fucking impressive. We're already, like, playing fetch with it, with a kitten. Oh, I don't think I could put on a video of birds and squirrels without that cat clawing the fuck out of whatever screen is showing it. was on the radio.
Worldwide sound.
Oh, it's worldwide sound. Great. Standing here smoking cigarettes on this street corner. Looks like he's auditioning to play Wayne Grow in a Heat reboot. He's just staring down an alley very intently. Thank you. racist looking motherfucker. Keep moving, Wonderwall. Come on, shit.
Great producers.
They closed Raw with a legend segment of sorts with Triple H and HBK and Kane and Taker. You'd expect to see in 2018, but I think it got a big reaction. You got AJ and Joe. You got Becky and Charlotte. You got Miz and Daniel Bryan. But then, well, you got a bunch of tags. It almost kind of reminds me of a New Japan kind of structure where there is those singles matches, those big marquee matches on top, but then everybody else on the show is involved just in other matches. You got the Shield against Braun and Dolph and Drew. So everybody's on the show, but at 5 a.m., I mean, I don't know if people are getting up at 5 a.m. for SummerSlam. So 5 a.m. here for a show, obviously, because it's in Australia, that's when you gotta watch this thing. To me,
guess what? I don't gotta watch this thing at all.
I feel like I can be like, I'll catch it at some point on Saturday. I mean, do you feel like this is something that they have hit home? Like, you gotta watch this thing. You don't want to be spoiled if you wake up at 11 a.m.
Well, let's compare it to something comparable, something tangible, like New Japan's Tokyo Dome show. Let's compare it to Wrestle Kingdom. Wrestle Kingdom goes on at what? Like 3 in the morning?
3 or 4 in the morning, typically, yep.
That's a once-a-year show. People typically stay up to watch it, but New Japan presents the Tokyo Dome in a very special way. They present it as their WrestleMania. Would you stay up till 3 in the morning to watch WrestleMania? I would assume
no. You
would.
No. Yep.
This Australia
fucking
show
no. On
paper is WrestleMania-esque. There are a lot of really big matches, including a fantasy match that nobody ever, you know, thought we would see. They're building up to, you know, Taker versus Hunter for the last time. We're probably going to get Taker versus Hunter for a short period of time. Then it's going to turn into a tag match. It's going to be fun and exciting, but do you need to stay up to see it? So if you're up at 5 a.m., that means, you know, you're that match is probably going to the ring at, like, you know, 7:30. It'll probably be a 3 to 4 hour pay-per-view.
It's marked for 4. So
I gotta tell you, I think it's easier to watch the show at 5 a.m. than it is to stay up till 2 and or 3 in the morning, because 5 a.m. is when a lot of the world wakes up. You know, so waking up at 5 a.m. is not that hard. If you go to bed tonight at 10 and you're up at 5, it's pretty easy to catch this show.
And I'm sure, as you said, for the world, globally, I think this is going to work out. Obviously, 6 hour difference between here and, like, England, so that'll help. And you get that interaction as well. It's marked for a 4 hour show, at least in terms of the schedule. So do you think, all right, if we're talking about this, you have Daniel Bryan and Miz, you have AJ and Joe for the title. You have Becky and Charlotte for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Do you think this is a card that has to put Triple H and Taker on last with the way they built the match?
All right, I'm here. I'm going to go.
Have yourself a fantabulous Friday. Big show today. We'll see.